Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Worldwide from the embattled InfoWars News Centers in Austin, Texas. It is June 27th. The year is 2021. We have some really big guests today. We have Mike Lindell on the latest with all of the election fraud that's coming out, and I've seen the evidence. It's massive. He's going to be joining us in the second hour. The media attacks him because he is so optimistic. But if you're not optimistic when you have the truth, then they're going to be able to gaslight everybody into not understanding what a fraud Joe Biden is. But even a lot of mainline leftists that I personally know are starting to panic. Joe Rogan's gone from being a Democrat, basically, now being a nationalist, populist Republican. It's awakened him. You've got Bill Maher coming out and saying Google and big tech are invested in the COVID lie, and they're involved in the cover-up. And they shouldn't be doing that. It's criminal. And so, again, the wheels are really, really starting to come off. Also, we told you here a month ago, because Roger Stone used to live in New York, but he just sold his apartment there last year because they've been bankrupting him with all these criminal charges and the rest of it. And he has Democrat sources in the city. And they said, we're intending to indict Trump, at least members of his family, by July 4th. That was a month ago. Now CNN's reporting. And then the Democrats are saying that they're planning to indict his company, which is unheard of, before July 4th. And Rogers talked to the people. They say it's happening. It's just insane. I mean, the government spent $40-something million trying to find something. The feds did. They couldn't find it. But Rogers got the inside scoop. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then Lindell is on in the second hour. But I want to show TV viewers just a couple things here that really say it all. One of the producers gave me this, and it touched my heart because it's so true. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails, Proverbs 19:21. And then this really funny little piece that a friend sent me that I guess is from Twitter, and you really should go there and I guess find the HD version. We can put it on screen, but there it is. And it's a wolf. It's a wolf, if you're a radio listener, I'll narrate it. It's a wolf, you know, in the woods, the frozen landscape. And he says, humans at a campfire. It's cold and I'm starving. Maybe I should ask for some scraps. What's the worst thing that could happen? 10,000 years later, you've got a very cute pug wearing a birthday cake hat on top of its head, completely domesticated, totally and absolutely enslaved by the nanny state, a shadow of its former self. And I really think, archetypally, I'm going to reverse engineer this or make our own T-shirt version of this, meme shirt, because this really says everything. Humanity's choice, ladies and gentlemen. That is where we are right now. This is really humanity's choice. And this whole velvet octopus that is the New World Order is a sucking all of our energy, all of our will, all of our male and female energy, and not trying to domesticate us so we can be a lapdog, domesticating us so we can be phased out from the face of the earth. I've got a lot of huge articles dealing with that. We're going to be laying out here today, right away when we come back, because we have two big guests. I need to hit a lot in the first 30 minutes or so. We have the London Guardian and others saying it's time to empty out half the earth's population. You have all these declarations of transhumanist war on the family. They're now out in the open. It is all coming up on this live Sunday show. Oh, and the big headline for the live show that I have on InfoWars.com is CDC admits COVID-19 vaccine does not work. They're now saying, so's the UN, put your mask back on, permanent lockdown forever, because it's all about bankrupting us and taking control of us. You could never make a vaccine for the common cold. It's all a criminal fraud.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this live June 27th Sunday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got big breaking news on the looming attempts to indict President Trump and his family. We told you about a month ago that they were planning to launch in New York City by July 4th. Now CNN says the plan is to have the Trump Organization indicted, very rare operation, by July 4th. We have sources inside the enemy camp. Roger Stone will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then Mike Lindell to help break down the massive evidence of fraud pouring out of the Arizona audit and so much more. President Trump more and more saying he could be reinstated, saying that Biden's an imposter. You've got Al Gore and you've got Mitt Romney and all of them on TV scared, saying it's white supremacism. What does that have to do with the election being stolen if we go find evidence of it? Just throwing that out there, they are really getting desperate. So that's coming up on this live Sunday edition. Then Owen Schroyer comes in with the new Sunday live show. It's very proper. We've been doing now for about 6 months. It's crazy how time flies. And that is 6 to 8 p.m. Central right after this transmission. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. But let's hit this first right now. The wheels have completely come off the COVID-19 fraud. Why did they never have a vaccine for just the basic common cold? The coronavirus is the main cause of the common cold. If you're debilitated on the right vitamins and minerals, it will go in, it will replicate, and you will get sick. That's known science. Well, because there's too many variants of it. There's hundreds of thousands a year. There's millions. I mean, they're always finding more and more and more. There's just like fish in the sea, sand at the beach, leaves on trees in the forest. There's a lot. And it's our body's defenses that defeat that 99.999% of the time. Not taking a vaccine that is specifically for one variant when viruses are constantly changing and their own medical science admits when you take a vaccine like this, it causes your body to slough off things that basically are other variants of the virus. That's even Wall Street Journal. That's the discoverer of HIV saying that, saying this is insane, don't take it. So the mainline science has said all along, armies of top scientists, armies of Nobel Prize winners and heads of universities and heads of hospitals and heads of research firms and chief scientists at Pfizer, who just retired 3 years ago, saying this is going to cause blood clots and heart attacks. And it did, because they've already done studies on similar vaccines. Well, here it is out of the VAERS reporting system. Reported deaths, COVID vaccines, more than the last 10 years combined. And they think about 1 in 40 is the real number, not 1 in 10, not 1 in 100. About 1 in 40 of these things get put down as COVID. So it's 40 times worse than that, 40 times 5,888 dead. Oh, and now the FDA adds warning to COVID vaccine about risk of heart inflammation. No longer just saying, oh, it's rare. It's very common. And estimates are now out that you're 500 times more likely to die from a COVID vaccine than from COVID if you are young, for whatever reason. And we're going to be breaking some of that down coming up as well. Here's another headline. Who urges fully vaccinated people to continue to wear masks as Delta COVID variant spreads? Oh, a variant of the cold virus. My goodness, we can't ever leave our houses again. People better wake up now, folks. BBC, Andrew Marr says he caught COVID after getting the vaccine. A lot of folks dying. They say they're dying of COVID or dying from the vaccine. That's BBC and RT. Some fully vaccinated people may get sick if exposed to variants, CDC says. CNN. COVID-19 killed 26 Indonesian doctors in June after they'd been vaccinated. 10 had taken China's Sinovac vaccine. And it goes on and on and on. 4,115 vaccinated people have died, been hospitalized with COVID-19 breakthrough infections. Again, it goes through all of it right here. And I've got so much more just in this stack. But the first thing I want to hit is Bill Maher finally waking up that his audience isn't buying his bull. Or maybe he said, the road to Damascus awakening that Paul did. But he's totally, absolutely getting it now and saying, wait a minute. We've got Google and Facebook invested at the Wuhan lab. We've got them invested billions in these vaccines, and then they're involved covering up? That's criminal. That's right. I mean, how did I tell you last year Google and Facebook are all involved? I went and looked it up. They're obsessed with depopulation. It's their cult. So they paid to have the viruses found in the wild. They paid to have them spliced. Facebook and Google. Facebook and Google aren't just big tech companies. They are the tip of the New World Order attack system. They surveil you. They watch you. They listen to you. They censor you. They control you. And they report you to your bank and you lose your bank account if you question the election. They are the intimidators. They are the bullies. They are the trillion-pound gorilla on our back. And they are bringing in the new dark age. They're monsters. And they know they're monsters. They're not liberal, well-meaning idiots that just go too far. They are the brainwashers. They are the controllers. Now, on the children's games and children's articles and everything on Facebook, to be allowed to be on Facebook, all teaching material that came out, is going to have to use gender-neutral pronouns in all this. This is an assault on humanity itself, on our very biology for depopulation. And in the white papers out of Tavistock Institute, I got articles on it today. They admit, oh, we're doing this to depopulate the earth. That's why we're sterilizing all the autistic and mentally retarded children. We don't want them having kids, so we teach them to be transgender. We make it a celebration of having their genitals removed. So first they brain damage you with the vaccines, then they cut your testicles off, and they admit they're doing it. Is this something all of you really want to sign on to, this madness, this evil, which is only going to get worse once you sign on to the eugenics and the depopulation and the transhumanism that we're bombarded with everywhere? 3 weeks ago, the Senate wouldn't even outlaw human-animal cloning that they admitted was, well, it's been going on for 30 years in the U.S., and so we're not going to ban it. See? You're like, how did you know that? It's in all the medical literature. They're not supposed to grow the clones up with brains, but they do, because the clones don't operate enough if they don't have brains. So they have accelerated aging. They don't even know what they are. They're basically kept in these facilities. And it's all going to come out, folks. That's why they're desperately got all these new shows on TV about the clones and about the human-animal hybrids like Sweet Tooth and Sexy Beast. They're just desperately trying to acclimate you before it all comes out because they can't even hide it anymore. You're going to wake up and find out they've created alien species by the thousands on Earth in test tubes. New species that never existed. Salmon is now on store shelves that has walking stick and asparagus genes in it. The Pfizer shot has the entire genome of a jellyfish hive colony creature. You know why, right? They've already announced that if you have contact with a certain type of tick from Texas, Lone Star tick, it's actually all across the country, and that if you have had access to a certain type of jellyfish stings, that you develop an allergy to meat. And it's the same jellyfish that they put in you with a human genome. They combine the jellyfish colony creature genome with a boy who died in the 60s. It's in the patent. They say it's secret why they did it, but they spliced a human with a jellyfish, and they injected it. And you saw the professor on TV last week, Tucker Carlson, played it, the head bioethicist in the U.S. He said, we're going to inject you so that you never eat meat again, beef again. Yeah. So it's not just you're going to be sterile. It's not just you're not going to be able to have children. You're not going to be able to eat beef anymore. They're hitting you and hitting you hard. They're like kamikazes. You go, well, they're all going to go to prison. They're all going to get in trouble. They don't care. They're psychos. It's a control cult. It's their excuse to play God and take over to save the earth. We know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say it again. Salmon sold in stores across the U.S. unlabeled. Joe Biden removed a order on that. So you can now eat a fish that's part insect. And you're like, well, that's not too bad. They tell me I'm going to eat bugs all over TV. See, it's just acclimate you. Oh, you're going to have sex with animals. You're going to have sex with children. You're going to eat bugs. It's all just to shock you, disorient you, so you accept all of this. We're going to come back. I'm going to play the Bill Maher piece, another powerful Greg Reese piece, and then Roger Stone with exclusive intel. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm live. I'm Alex Jones. Then we return Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, Owen Schroyer that also hosts The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays. He also hosts 2 hours on Sunday night right when this transmission ends. And, of course, there's other great broadcasts like Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. weekday mornings with American Journal. So many great guests, so many great callers, and his amazing analysis. All right, so let's get back into the COVID situation. Real science shows that they cooked it in the lab. Real science shows they did that so they'd have a new chimera virus they can corporately own and produce vaccines off of that companies tied to Fauci and Gates would make hundreds of billions of dollars off of. And now it came out in government documents last week. And major U.S. universities had had copies of this that the federal government, that Fauci had destroyed last year. Right under Trump's nose, that they were, a month before COVID was even announced, preparing COVID-19 vaccines at Wuhan, and that they were developing vaccines for COVID-19 there that they then released themselves. And remember, Peter Daszak said in 2019, in an interview, that they were developing vaccines off of combining 5 viruses from bats in the COVID family. That was always hiding in plain view. We were the first to hammer that. And Tucker covered it as well. But, I mean, again, I could talk for hours about this. We have every damn facet of it. How they cooked it up, why they did it, the lockdown, the control, the carbon taxes, the shutting down their competition, the rolling out the vaccines that they own themselves, because when they could isolate it and already know it was about to be released, they could then tell Pfizer, Moderna, and others what they were supposed to create and respond to. And they told them, oh, don't do like China's doing, making one just of an attenuated COVID virus. No. That's a virus that can't replicate. We want you to create something for the spike protein around the virus so all the other makers around the world, because they're getting globalist money from Gates and others, they came out with one not for the sequence of the RNA, but for the shell of the virus, which, again, is all over the damn body. So your body attacks itself. It kills you in 1,000 different ways. And this is, you understand, this is not debatable. They have committed giant crimes against humanity on a scale of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. I mean, you are living to just see insaneness. But they're depopulationists. They said, we've only got a few years to save the earth. We've got to depopulate now. It's their excuse towards mass murder and control while they get rich in the process. So Bill Maher is starting to understand this and going, wait, big tech are involved in this, and they're the ones covering it up? They're the very ones we want to investigate. Here's Bill Maher.
All right, let me ask you about the media aspect of this, because I find this outrageous. Facebook banned any post for 4 months about COVID coming from a lab. Of course, now even the Biden administration is looking into this.
Right.
Google, a Wall Street Journal reporter asked the head of Google's health division, notice that they don't do autofill searches for coronavirus lab leak the way they do it for any other question. And the guy said, well, we want to make sure the search isn't leading people down pathways that we would find to be not authoritative information. Well, you were wrong, Google and Facebook. Right. We don't know. The reason why we want you is because we're checking on this. He said, we want to ensure the first thing users see is information from the CDC, the WHO. That's who I'm checking on. The WHO has been very corrupt about a lot of shit, and the CDC has been wrong about a lot of shit. This is outrageous that I can't look this information up, and now they're doing it with this drug, ivermectin, They threw Brett Weinstein off YouTube, or almost. He's one strike away. YouTube should not be telling me what I can see about ivermectin. Ivermectin isn't a registered Republican. It's a drug.
No.
Well, I don't know if it works or not, and a lot of other doctors don't either.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big deal. Of course, Marr doesn't know, or he's covering up, but he probably just doesn't know. That they're blocking ivermectin and they're blocking all these other cures because then you can't have an emergency authorization vaccine. If there's a treatment that even has 5% efficacy, these others have like 98, 99% if you get to somebody on time with any viral infection. So think about how cold-blooded and evil this is. They're blocking real treatments from the public. And when they go in sick with a cold or the flu, not even COVID, they won't give them these other treatments doctors have always used for decades because the UN says they can't now. That's total enslavement. Here's Greg Reese's latest powerful report. Smoking gun proof the COVID pandemic is a scam.
According to the official narrative, COVID-19 was first discovered as a pneumonia outbreak in the city of Wuhan on December 31st of 2019. And it wasn't until January 9th of 2020 when this supposed mystery virus was officially diagnosed as a novel coronavirus. Operation Warp Speed began on May 15th of 2020 to facilitate and accelerate the development of COVID-19 vaccines. Of the companies receiving research funding, the one responsible for the mRNA vaccine was Moderna. But we know that none of this checks out. We now know that Anthony Fauci used NIH funds to create a novel coronavirus capable of directly infecting humans. And we also know that Moderna has been working with Fauci's NIH on the mRNA COVID vaccine since December of 2019. Born in 2010 as Mode RNA Therapeutics, they were criticized for their radical specialty of mRNA biohacking that transforms human cells into drug factories, and later changed their name to Moderna. With a reputation for losing top talent and keeping investors in the dark due to dangerous, unpredictable side effects, Moderna somehow became Big Pharma's golden unicorn. They went public in December of 2018 with the largest ever IPO in the biotech industry. Without even having a safe, effective product, they blew up faster than Uber. And a year later, before COVID-19 ever made headlines, Moderna was working with Fauci's NIH outsourcing redacted challenge studies, where subjects are deliberately infected with the Fauci-funded Wuhan lab-made coronavirus and treated with Moderna's experimental gene therapy. And as fate would have it, the massive investment in Moderna paid off. Operation Warp Speed brought Moderna's COVID-19 payoff to just under $2.5 billion. And actual sales to the U.S. alone is already over $15 billion. There does not seem to be any breakthrough science. The mRNA shots are still proving to be as unpredictable and deadly as experts have been saying for years. And we now officially know that the shot is permanently changing the person's DNA. And yet, people are still lining up to get the shot. Thanks to media and Big Pharma. And thanks to the self-proclaimed philanthropists who fund the media and Big Pharma. The ones who call themselves the Good Club. The ones who met in 2009 to discuss how to save the world and how overpopulation was a major priority. How much more evidence do we need before we collectively realize that this entire thing is a scam? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reed.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Seeing a lot of really crazy things happening. We're seeing a lot of tyranny. We're seeing evil in high places try to have its will with us and dominate us. We are seeing the globalists make their move in a big, big way. But here's Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And I've seen that over and over again. My dad always tells me that when I was a child, and even now when I get upset about things, he says, son, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And all these different globalist programs I've seen may work in their first and second step, but it always has uncontrollable developments that they can't foresee. We're about to be talking to Roger Stone. Mike Lindell's coming up later in the next hour with big news. Talk about tomorrow's news today. We're not happy about this news. It was Roger a month ago that said his sources in New York said they're intending to indict Trump by July 4th. Well, CNN announced it, rubbing their hands together that they think indictment of his company by July 4th. An unprecedented move. Talk about a straw man. We'll break it down in a moment and why they're panicking so much. But first, let's talk about reality here. Two things. You need to support the economy and support organizations that tell the truth and fight tyranny. And there's no organization out there that's done a better job overall than this broadcast with our crew and all the guests and you, the listeners of this family. And we need funds to operate and keep the situation on the air. And we're just right there between the red and the black, and I want to be able to expand, not contract. So please, shop at InfoWarsStore.com today. It's a first-rate site with thousands of great items. We have the once-a-year July 4th super sale going right now, which means free shipping and double Patriot points are back. Survival Shield X2 sold out, 50% off. The Good Halogen, find out about it. Find out about the iodine conspiracy. Super Male Super Female Vitality, just good cold-pressed herbs for libido mainly. Everybody loves it. Both formulas are almost the same. It works for men and women, but there's two different variants of it. That's 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the tri-iodine, 60% off. Biotree Selenium, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade krill oil, way better than even fish oil, many say, 40% off. We have really high-quality fish oil as well. And all water filtrations, 10% off. Alexa Pure Breeze and Alexa Pure Pro and all those systems are there. And then separately, I want to hit this, and we're going to Roger. Zero Hedge. The Fed faces the greatest risk in its history, an economic crisis accompanied by inflation. They've done all this by design. They've decided to bring us into this dystopia. They've got new lockdowns being announced and looming. This is the New World Order move. Here's another one. U.S. food banks warn soaring prices will affect distributors. I talk to big national suppliers. They say everybody's already gone up massively, and hell, the indexes are. By the fall, 60-plus percent increases in most major foodstuffs. We've seen doubling and tripling in many major commodities. Lumber, things like that are triple. I mean, this is serious, serious situation. And I bring that up because it's done by design. Blackouts looming in California. Electricity prices are absolutely exploding. Why did I tell you what happened under Biden? Because they go back to the old globalist policies of shutting down America and economic war. And you see everything I told you is happening because the enemy is known. Their playbook is known. So, what else is in the big July 4th sale? They said, Alex, we got good news. We have bought so much food out at My Patriot that we're not going to raise prices this year. Everybody else is doing it again. And we're going to give you this month the authorization and right before Christmas to do 10% off. But then in the new year, we got to go up quite a bit. And that's the plan, and that's what they are doing. So that's the other big part of the July 4th mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com, the full My Patriot catalog. We have the lowest prices, an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And they told me that I can run it, when I said this month, for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, 10% off. It's storable food. It's high quality. It's what I use. You can give it to your friends and family. It is insurance you will eat. It is the only way to beat inflation. Is to get things like storable food so that you basically freeze the price, and then going forward it can supplement what you're doing. So very smart move with the attempts to break down and shut down society, and it funds InfoWars. So InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. That said, now we've got our big guest here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's Roger Stone. And before I go to him, I want to just play a compilation of clips here. This is CNN rubbing their hands together about the looming indictment of Trump's company. That's just the beginning. And then Al Gore trying to say, oh, it's ridiculous to question the election. It's preposterous. They're really scared about what's coming out of Arizona. Here it is.
Breaking news, a major development in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation into the Trump Organization. The DA office telling Donald Trump's attorneys that criminal charges could be filed against Trump Organization as soon as next week. The charges are believed to be tied to allegations of tax evasion over compensation paid to top executives.
The refusal of the former president to acknowledge that he lost by 7 million votes. It wasn't close, for God's sake. And apparently a majority of his party is still so enthralled to him that they still believe that the American people did not make the judgment that they clearly made.
And Mitt Romney came out and made the same desperate statements, going, he lost by 7 million votes. Yeah, after the polls closed, he was winning by record amounts before that. So joining us is Roger Stone. Here's the headline. Roger Stone predicts a Donald Trump criminal indictment is on the horizon on my show. That was May 30th, a month ago. Here's another one. Trump longtime ally Roger Stone says former president must prepare to be indicted. Again, that's a month ago. And here's the new headline. Trump Organization can face criminal charges in New York as soon as next week. Again, unprecedented. He's got sources up there. We hope this doesn't happen, but they are telegraphing it's going to happen. Is this because they're so scared of Trump leading the Republican Party and going out and challenging their attempt to federalize elections?
Alex, that's exactly what it is. Now, every one of those stories, of course, you have to go to the fifth paragraph before I'm quoted as saying these are fabricated charges, that these are contrived, politically motivated charges. I don't believe that the president or his real estate company did anything wrong. This is some kind of a case of selective prosecution, and it is being used because they are deathly afraid that Donald Trump will be on the ballot again in 2024. He surely beat them once. He most likely beat them twice. By the way, did Al Gore criticize Hillary Clinton when she demanded recounts in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and refused to concede that she had lost? I don't recall that happening. Do you? So this is pure politics. And I can tell you exactly what happened here. The Mueller investigation and the thugs working there simply took the fruits of their exhaustive examination, in which they could not find criminal charges against Donald Trump, and they shipped them to Cy Vance in Manhattan. That's essentially what happened. I do think that the president needs to be very wary of this. If I were him, I would not be confident about the lawyers who handled his impeachment. That fellow Bruce Castor was an embarrassment. What did he mean when he said Joe Biden won the election fair and square? No, Bruce, no, he did not. And that's not your client's position. So I think it's vitally important that the president select one attorney who is not Eric Hirschman, who is not Cipollone. These two guys sold him out repeatedly. That's the reason, by the way. The New York Times has a big reveal 2 days ago, or perhaps it was yesterday, that Trump ordered the Justice Department to draw up the documents to enact the Insurrection Act. The question is not why he had them drawn up. The question is why he didn't sign them. I mean, the first duty of the president of the United States is to preserve order. Seattle, Portland, Kenosha.
That was real insurrection, but we know Millie also tried to shout down folks that wanted to do it. Stay there. We have the floor when we come back. Roger Stone will lay this out. We're not happy they're trying to indict Trump's organization. We're warning him so he can get on a war footing ahead of what's happening. And, of course, Roger's been talking to the president as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A month ago that Roger Stone joined us on air and said from his sources in New York, where he until recently had an apartment, he's fully evacuated like Trump has, to Florida because of the incredible persecution and tyranny. He said, my sources say by July 4th, they are planning to indict people around Trump or his organization. Now they're saying sources in the city say this is going to happen. They're going to indict his organization. Trump needs to know what lawyers sold him out in the impeachment, what lawyers didn't. And Roger Stone doesn't want to toot his horn, but I asked him, I said, for historic reasons, you need to get it on record. He said, fine, I will tell you what happened behind the scenes so that Trump can hopefully protect himself and what went on during the impeachment, because that tied the second impeachment, because that ties in to all of this now and the very same players that are sabotaging the true president of the United States. We need to be strong and in place to lead major Republican takebacks of the House and Senate, and that's why they fear him so much. So, Roger, it was you worked with the group to get the videos showing Democrats calling for violence, that ended up, one lawyer you got to actually play it when the others didn't. It was you that actually worked behind the scenes and is the reason they dropped it and didn't go into the full trial. You don't want the credit, but you need to get it to show why the enemy hates you so much. So give people the inside baseball so Trump knows what he's facing right now and protects himself this time.
Well, actually, as President Trump, we made exactly the right decision. Listen, David Schoen, who's appeared many times with Sean Hannity and who's formerly a liberal Democrat, but truly one of the finest lawyers I've ever met. The only lawyer I've ever met who not only has enormous courage, but he understands the overlay of politics and the law. And he understands that things that happen outside the courtroom have an impact on what happens inside the courtroom. In this case, things that happen outside the Senate chamber have an impact on what happens inside the Senate chamber. Now, I know that several of the president's lawyers told him that Schoen did not want to address the Senate. That was a lie. That Schoen did not want to be out front. That was a lie. If you go back and look at that, the single strongest argument for Donald Trump, a man who quickly dismissed the constitutionality of the impeachment because, firstly, the law says that the Chief Justice shall preside. Shall. It means it's not an option. No mention of the senator from Vermont there.
Secondarily, Roger, what you told me on the phone, tell the listeners, because here's the bottom line. The other lawyer said, Biden won the election and everything, and went along with a sham, illegal impeachment without the Chief Justice there, as you just said. He called the elephant in the room.
I'm getting there, Alex. So the key point here is that the president's other attorneys were opposed to showing the extraordinarily dramatic and hard-hitting video in which you see various Democrats, such as Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, many others, calling for violence, the violence we saw last summer in the Pacific Northwest and in the Midwest, as well as Philadelphia and D.C. So I really think that David Schoen did an exemplary job for the president. That is, if I were making the decision, he is the man I would put in charge because he's a fighter. He's not worried about his next case. He's not worried about what the jury in this case thought about him. He wants to win for his client. Let's go back to the Insurrection Act because it's a perfect example. I know for an absolute fact that Cipollone and Eric Hirschman and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs talked the president out of signing what he should have signed. This is not because I'm in favor of violence. This is because it is the duty of the president of the United States to preserve order. And what was happening in Spokane and Seattle and Kenosha and Philadelphia and D.C. was an orchestrated, well-financed insurrection. It's absolutely clear. Somebody paid for those pallets of bricks. Somebody paid for the buses and the flatbeds. Somebody paid for the lawyers who were standing by to bail people out and when they were arrested. The president had that authority. I think it was a test. Sadly, the timid souls around the president, I think.
That's right. When that test was failed, they made the move to provocateur January 6th, which we'll cover in a moment, which we now know they were trying to set you and I and the president up. But incredible inside baseball, Roger, that literally you had to get with folks. And I knew about this at the time, but I'm glad you're willing to tell it now. It's not about credit. And you had to go with a group, have the video produced, showing the damn clips to get one lawyer in there to show it because they were going full at Trump. No one was defending him, both arms tied behind his back because they were making it about the law when they weren't even defending him on the law instead of bringing in the politics of you're saying he called for violence. He didn't. Here's all the Democrats calling for violence and for killing the president. That was the ace of damn spades. They wouldn't play it, but thank God you Hail Married and got one guy in there. So now ahead of them trying to indict his organization, we need Trump to get on a war footing here and not listen to these other damn lawyers.
But let's make it clear. Donald Trump was in favor of showing that video from the very beginning. He liked the idea and he liked the strategy. This has happened time and time again. The president has extraordinarily good instincts and he is a fighter. The good news, of course, is you needed to have a vote as quickly as possible because the votes were not there to convict in the impeachment. And the longer it dragged out and the more the media pounded on Trump, the more slippage there would have been. So my hat's off to David Schoen, but more importantly, my hat's off for Donald Trump too for inserting him in the process and letting him show that extraordinary video. Yes, people had to stay up all night that worked with me to make it. But let's move on here because you just hit a very good point, and that is when the latest narrative on January 6th, which is the great recycle. One outlet said that the feds are now focused on the fact that I was the mastermind. Categorically false. Wasn't there, didn't know anything about it in advance, didn't have any involvement whatsoever. But I did reveal, and I was excoriated for it, that when I was in my hotel room at the Willard, shortly after the president's speech, there was a call from the Secret Service offering to escort me to the head of the marsh and up to the Capitol, which I declined. By the way, two pastors, two reverend Protestant ministers, and a police officer overheard all of that. Those are called witnesses. So for those who say, oh, that's made up. No, it's not made up. It's a fact. It's not a conspiracy
theory. And you were smart. You left early and got out of there. You told me, you said, this is a cluster F. These people are idiots. I have a bad feeling. And I said, come on, Roger. I mean, I really twisted your arm. And then I just thought that I can't believe how surrounded Trump was with traitors. You know, they would he would sign executive orders, as you know, they admit. They would throw him in the trash. So they tried to set us all up that day. I think it basically was a dud, a misfire. What do you think?
Well, what you say is absolutely right. The president ordered the declassification of the documents that would have proved that the Mueller investigation was a politically motivated fraud, and the bureaucrats did nothing until Rick Grenell took the position of acting director of intelligence and forced them, finally, to release those documents. Now, it's not even debatable. Anybody who tries to claim that the Mueller investigation was legitimate merely needs to look at those documents.
And again, we again pioneered that Trump was being illegally spied on during the campaign and as President Trump, and that's why they wanted to destroy us. And I only point this out to listeners to say, we have delivered the goods. We are the real deal. We need you to magnify what we say and do and to support us because they're both trying to destroy us. I'm not going to spend time whining about it. I'm just saying we are under attack. We need your prayers and financial support now.
Well, I was glad you opened this segment with the proverb. I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. I'm saying the rosary now twice a day, every day. And it brings me great solace. It brings me great calm because this is a battle for the future of Western civilization, for the future of our country. And I really fervently hope that the president will select one strong, good, honest, tough lawyer to represent him in New York. No one ever built a statue to a committee. War councils breed defeat. That Douglas MacArthur said that. And it's true. The president is facing completely bogus, manufactured, politically motivated charges that are an attempt to derail any attempt.
So you're saying this before, I mean, I know you have great sources, you've been proven right. They are planning to indict his organization then.
Yes, there's no question whatsoever. And then they are squeezing Matt Calamari, good friend of mine. Guy I've known for 30 years who was became chief operating officer of the company. They're squeezing Alan Weisselberg, Trump's longtime CFO, also a fine man. This is outrageous, absolutely outrageous. And then, Alex, we get into this on the other side, but I want to talk about the stunning arrest of the two James Cusick Sr. and Jr., both pastors, both ministers, neither one of them charged with violent crimes, but an FBI raid at their home that reminded me very much of the early morning pre-dawn assault on my home by 29 SWAT-clad assault weapon bearing FBI agents.
We're talking real tomorrow's news today. One more segment with Roger Stone, and then Mike Lindell's going to join us on the latest on the audit and the information coming out and how the Democrats are so panicked by that. That's why ahead of the Arizona audit, as he said a month ago, Roger predicted here, ahead of that coming out in early July, they're going to indict the Trump organization, which is really very rare to indict a organization before people, but it shows they have nothing. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.